Hi, everyone. Welcome back, or welcome if you're new, and happy Friday. This is the Modern Body Podcast, and I'm your host, Allie DeRoma. Today, we're doing a segment called Truth or Trend. This is where I pick one specific trend that's circulating in the fitness or the wellness space, and we look at that trend to see if it is simply a trend or if it is true or if there is truth within that trend. And today's topic came from somebody else. It was a suggestion. I thought it was a great idea, so I went with it. Today's trend we're looking at is wall Pilates. And specifically, this person asked me, does wall Pilates work? Is it something I should be doing? Is it beneficial? So that's what we're gonna look at today. If you're not familiar with wall Pilates, basically, it's Pilates that is done with a wall. So it's taking Pilates exercises, whether they be classical or more contemporary in their approach, and simply adapt them to a wall. The purpose of the wall is to mimic a piece of equipment. It could mimic the ground. It could mimic the reformer, say like the foot bar piece of the reformer, or the push-through bar on the Cadillac, or even the pedals on the chair, or maybe even a small piece of equipment like a block or something of that nature that would help you stabilize. As with most trends that I cover, which I've only done one episode other than this one, but this is probably something that you're seeing circulating around on social media, or maybe you're seeing it on YouTube, or maybe there was an article written about it. So it's gaining popularity, which is why it's a trend, right? And you will find a lot of wall Pilates-based classes. I even found an app that has a specific 28-day wall Pilates challenge that you can take as well. And I believe the popularity of wall Pilates really surfaced during the pandemic, right? When we were all shut down, we were at home, and we had to start getting really creative with what we were able to do at home, because all of a sudden, if you didn't have any kinds of equipment at your house to do any form of exercise or Pilates, you kind of had to just work with what you had. And most people have a wall. The benefits of wall Pilates are the same as regular Pilates, which include improved posture, less stress, increasing overall strength, mobility. So all of those benefits are the same in regular Pilates or with wall Pilates. Let me also say here, the benefits of wall Pilates are the same as if you were to do Pilates on the mat, Pilates on the reformer, Pilates on the Cadillac. It doesn't matter where you do Pilates, because you're doing Pilates exercises with a wall. And that's a very clear distinction that I want to make, is that it's all Pilates. It's all considered Pilates. It's not different with every piece of equipment. I mean, there are some exercises that are specific to some pieces of equipment, but in general, we call it all Pilates, and the machines are more like a tool. There are, though, some very unique features that can be done with the wall, or that are benefited by using a wall, that you might not get with any other setup. So for example, you have a wider variety of standing positions that give you feedback and support from the wall. So of course, you can do all sorts of standing exercises on the mat, reformer, Cadillac chair, barrels, but you don't have a stable surface. I mean, the stable surface of the ground, sure, the Cadillac table, but the wall is providing another piece of support, another piece of stability. So you've got the ground and you've got the wall. Or say you want to adapt an exercise to meet the needs of a certain client that you're working with, or just your body in general. You can literally take a lot of the exercises from the ground, the mat Pilates exercises, and it's as if you're lifting the ground up and putting it vertically. So you're gonna be able to mimic a lot of the same shapes and maybe even get more benefit from it for certain populations because you're using the wall. So it's very accommodating to, I would say, all bodies. So with that, you're gonna get a lot more feedback in standing positions. Say you're gonna do roll downs through the spine, you're gonna have more awareness of your body placement when you're sitting up, or again, standing, or even doing exercises that would be something like a side plank. That would work really well too with the wall. And it also would lessen the load. So maybe you're starting with a client who you need to really build up their strength or their awareness in a certain area of their body or in a certain joint. The wall can be a really helpful tool when doing that. The wall is also going to provide a new experience for any exercise you're doing. So if you're always using reformer to do your Pilates exercises, well, your body's going to get very used to doing the reformer, right? You're always going to know and expect what the reformer is going to feel like and what you need to do for your body to be successful in that exercise. Well, when you take any exercise and you change it, say from the reformer or from the mat, and now we adapt it to the wall, well, you're bringing a whole new experience into your body, into that same exact exercise. So it can be a really great way to vary things up for you, to bring more connections and insights into your body just by simply changing the orientation or the way that you're doing the exercise. You can also expand your exercise options more. There are probably way more exercises that become available to you when you use a wall. It's great for balance support. And then in general, accessibility. It's economically accessible. Again, most of us have a wall space that we can work with. It's very functional, as in you're going to be upright or doing a lot of, you know, day-to-day sort of movements or positions that we're mimicking in our everyday life. So we can really train those functional and natural human movement patterns. Again, it's adaptable, so many, many bodies can use a wall and benefit from it. And it's approachable. If you've never done Pilates before and you're like, oh, okay, I can use a wall to do Pilates, well, that makes it seem a lot more comfortable for a lot of people, which is really important when you're starting to, you know, get people to do any sort of new type of exercise or way that they're moving. So that list really gives you a good overview of all the great benefits and features of using a wall to do Pilates exercises, or as it's being written and advertised, AKA wall Pilates, which again, that's a whole nother thing. It's not reformer Pilates, mat Pilates. It's Pilates on the mat, Pilates on the reformer, Pilates with a wall. It's all Pilates. You're just using the equipment as a tool. And that's really what I want you to think about for, I would say, again, all pieces of equipment, large or small. All right, we're moving into part two of this episode, and it is the truth section. So now we're going to see if we can poke any holes in this trend and find the truth within it and really bring that to the surface. After doing some thorough research on wall Pilates, here's what I found for you. The first truth is that wall Pilates is Pilates. It is a legitimate form of Pilates. Because again, you're taking the already known Pilates exercises and adapting them to a wall. You're using that wall as a tool. Now, of course, this depends on the instructor you have, what kind of instructor, the quality of the instructor, because you don't go and get a certification in wall Pilates. Nobody is technically certified in wall Pilates. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if someone did make that up and did invent it, but at this moment, I can't find anything that says, okay, I'm wall Pilates certified, because you don't become certified in strictly wall Pilates. You become certified in Pilates and then all the other pieces of equipment or the apparatuses that you can use with it. And again, just going back to the fact that, right, we're being advertised to when it is a trend. So quote unquote wall Pilates is not any different than the Pilates that you already know. I've already mentioned this before. Every piece of equipment is a tool. It's not a magical piece of equipment. It's just we can choose a certain tool or a certain piece of equipment, whether it be a flex band, a block, a ball, a wall, whatever, to help facilitate the benefits of the exercises depending on the person, depending on the body. So here's an example for you about the classical, I'm just going to go with classical exercises that you probably know. So what I mean by we can adapt an exercise to any piece of equipment is say we want to do the 100. Okay, and we're very used to doing the 100 on the reformer where our hands are in the straps and our legs are extended and we're using the arms to pump up and down, right? And we've got resistance through the upper body. Well, say we want to take that exercise, the 100, and adapt it onto the wall. So you could do this, let's say for the example is, instead of your arms having the straps, maybe we put your feet against the wall. So now your legs have a little bit more support. Then it's not as much work into the hip flexors or maybe into the abdominals or into the lumbopelvic stability. But now you have to still round up and pump those arms. You're going to have to work a little bit harder through the upper body. So you can see how it just changes the emphasis of the exercise or the benefits of the exercise. Again, depending on your person, I mean your client, depending on what you want to seek from the exercise. So both are of benefit. They're just both going to give you a different experience of the exact same exercise. And that's why it's still Pilates. I will also say though, that unless you're doing Pilates with a classical instructor, meaning they're going to follow that classical repertoire from Joseph Pilates, and you take from a contemporary instructor or you take from an instructor that's, you know, pulling from different methods and modalities into their class, well, when they use the wall, you may be seeing newer or different exercises than you're used to, because the wall, again, is going to allow for different shapes, positions, exercises to happen. Okay, so second truth that I found is that the benefits of wall Pilates that I listed earlier are completely accurate. You really can get just as much benefit from doing wall Pilates as you can from any other, you know, style. I hate to say style of Pilates, but any other setup you would do of Pilates. And I personally think it's a fantastic tool for so many reasons. And to reiterate what I said above, remember, it's extremely accessible, not only economically, but also logistically, because we all pretty much have a wall. If you travel, you could probably find a wall space. We can adapt the exercises to many, many bodies and give a wider variety of options for an exercise and for certain populations. So it's really just, in a nutshell, extremely accessible and approachable. It provides as well more feedback and support in different positions that you might not get from a reformer or a mat or a Cadillac or a chair. It changes the experience of the exercise, and even with familiar exercises. Because again, anytime you do an exercise with a new setup, in a new way, or with a new piece of equipment, you're going to experience that exercise differently. It's going to highlight a different angle to the exercise. Maybe it's going to challenge a muscle group more, or challenge your balance, or make something less strenuous or more strenuous. So you can focus on different areas of your body or what you need to focus on specifically. So saying that, plus all the other benefits Pilates is going to provide you, right? So things like, again, improved posture, alignment, less stress, more mobility, overall strength, and how your body functions all together rather than one section and another. And I'll throw this in too, that on Modern Body, I have classes that specifically do use a wall, or maybe if they don't use a wall specifically, I will suggest within the class, like, hey, maybe you want to use a wall for this, for these reasons, for X, Y, and Z reasons. And I'll just kind of call that out, or I'll demo it, because again, the wall is an extremely helpful tool. We don't want to underestimate the power of a wall. The only part of this trend that I would just highlight and be aware of is how it's marketed to you. Remember, everyone is going to tell you in all different areas of fitness and wellness, not just Pilates, that their type of movement, their workout, their exercise is finally going to be the quote unquote answer you've been looking for. And usually the answer is the aesthetic outcomes of that method or form. You're not hearing people market to you that, oh, using a wall in Pilates provides so much more proprioceptive feedback, or this is a great way to be able to do some exercises if you have vertigo. No one's talking about that. But those are benefits of wall Pilates on top of all of the other ones we just listed. And as always, I do recommend, do your research before you take a class. Make sure you're getting high quality instruction and that the instructor is certified, they have experience, and they're aligned with your values and what you want to get out of the class. To recap, I would say overall, wall Pilates is a truth. It is a trend right now because of the pandemic, because of all those other benefits we talked about. And I'm sure some apps and sites are really leaning on this to help boost, you know, membership or income or advertise in this very niche area, especially to people that know little about Pilates. But after my research and even my own experience, and I teach with the wall, I would say this is more of a truth. Like, there is a lot of truth in it. I actually didn't find any trend like toxic trend or anything like that within it. Other than the way it's marketed, right? But everything is marketed how it's going to be. We have to kind of be able to filter through that. But wall Pilates does work. It is beneficial and it has massive benefits to it. So we're going to mark this one as a truth. Doing Pilates with a wall is great and I would recommend it. So go for it. All right. So that's that. If you have any suggestions or ideas for truth or trend episodes, please feel free to send them my way. You can find me on Instagram at Ali DeRoma or email me, and that will be at support@modernbody.io. And we would love to hear from you and add it to the list. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoy that episode, you learned something. And if you did enjoy it and learn something, please feel free to leave a rating or review on this episode or on this show. That would be really, really awesome. And I will be here next week with a new episode for you next Friday. See you then. Bye.